Hello again. Yeah, good to see you all. My name is Grace. I come from Kenya, and I'm happy to be here this afternoon. Today is really a beautiful day. The weather is so good. It's many months before we experienced this kind of weather. I know this may not make sense to some of you, but for some of us who come from tropical countries, this kind of weather, we dream of it because it makes us feel at home. So I'm really happy to see the beautiful weather, and just very soon it will be spring, and God is just good. Amen? And I just want to read the words of one of the songs that we sang. The songs today were just so powerful and so loaded with confessions and God's word, because that's really what we are doing here. Jesus, I belong to you. I will say we. Jesus, we belong to you. Jesus, we believe in you. You're the reason why we live. Yeah, and the other song said, all the breath I have in my lungs is from you, yeah? So you're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. That's what makes the difference between a church like this one and a concert hall or a live performance. We don't come here to make live performance or entertain people. We are here because we belong to Jesus. We are here because we believe in Jesus. And we are here because he is the only reason why we are alive. And we are here because he is the only reason why we sing the way we are singing. Amen? So feel at home, feel at the feet of Jesus. And this time is testimony time. We invite you to come and share with us what God has done in your life. Maybe you prayed, or we prayed together with you for something and God did it. Please come and share it with us. Or you still have a problem or something and you're waiting God to answer and you want us to continue praying with you. Please share with us. You know, when you pray alone and when you pray together with other people, there is a big difference. So share with us something that you want us to pray together with you. And we know it is a testimony, because next time it will be a praise report. Or maybe you have an announcement, something you would just like to let us know. Maybe something will be happening. We need to know. And that will also be good. So it's open time. Welcome. Raiden.
Thank you, Grace. I just want to praise the Lord. He gave me one day that I feel happy again with these two boys. They're back for just one day only. Remember that two more boys, they got run away from my company. They can take the hard work. They can take the... Ano ba sa tag-English yung ugali? The attitude of my boss. So they got run away. I don't know where, maybe Tokyo or where, but they text me last night that they don't have a job. They can, the company of their auntie can't hire them because they don't know how to speak Japanese or understand Japanese. So the boss said, "Dame wa eranai." So, I don't know what to do. Just pray for them that the Lord give him another job. Because it's hard for them to live here in Japan without work, without money, without food, starving to death. It's good that they have an auntie in Tokyo, so he can provide their food, but how about the family in the Philippines? So, please pray for them. Thank you. Napulis and Cabigas.
My name is Tim. About a month ago, I introduced my friend who was going to be leaving us, and Grace said about a prayer request that we wait on. We wait on God's timing. I'd like to introduce our friend again. Hiroshi, could you come up and just give us a very short testimony? I'd really like you to do this. That's one reason I asked you to come to church today. Could you think you could tell us a little bit about, well, I know I'm putting him on the spot, and I shouldn't do that. I do that with my students all the time. Let me say something for him. He might say something later. My friend Hiroshi is back, and he's back. He's living here in Hiroshima again. And if you could pray, you might have a chance to talk to him later. Just pray for God's timing. That's all. It's very simple. It's God's timing for his situation. That's all I want to ask you to pray for. I've enjoyed spending time with him a few times since he's been back. He's back here in Hiroshima now. And I just like to ask you to pray for God's timing for him. I'm sorry, Hiroshi, I don't mean to put you on the spot like that, but I do ask your prayers for my good friend Hiroshi, and he and I will be seeing a lot of each other in the days to come. I wanted to share last week. I was hoping to share with you, but I had a wedding to do during lunchtime, so I couldn't make it here, about our son. We got another phone call for him to come into the hospital, again, he thought about it. I told him about it, and he said, let me think about it. He thought about it for a while. My wife talked to him later that day, and he finally said that he just wasn't ready to go back in. This was the third phone call from the hospital. So they said because it's the third call, he has to go through the whole process again. He's got to go back to the counselor and get the letter of introduction or recommendation to see the doctor at the hospital, and then he's got to have an appointment to see that doctor and then have the doctor set up the arrangement with the hospital to go in. So it's going to be the process he's been through before. He's going to have to go through this again. But we just ask your continued prayers as we are waiting on God's timing. We're praying that God will open our son's heart to just be willing to get this. This is something he wanted from the beginning. He was asking us to help him get the appointment and go in the hospital and get a thorough examination, workup and all. That's something he had wanted always from the beginning. So if you could pray that God will make this possible in God's timing, and I just appreciate your prayers for that. Please pray for our son, Micah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Return to Hiroshima. Well, it's hard to say. Well, her divorce has not finished completely. And I got to know, but her husband still hasn't taken a divorce registration to the city hall yet. And so she asked him to do faster again and again. But her husband still has not done it, and he rejected taking the divorce registration to the city hall. And so she's very hard to do, and she doesn't know what she does. And so anyway, so I decided to return to Hiroshima. And so I wait and see. And so please pray for us. And according to God's glory. And so we pray to God. And please do according to God's will and not our desire. Oh, this is my hope and my desire. That God is comes first. Oh, anyway, please pray for us. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jim. And this past week has been a very happy week in lots of ways. It was my birthday. Wow. Whoa. No. I know everybody has birthdays, but I don't know why this year. Maybe next year is 60, and I'm not. It's kind of shock. But and we had an English camp, which is kind of like the most fun of teaching that I have in 1 year. But when we were singing, I think it's very easy to think, what makes me happy? And my family, friends, sometimes work. And then we get down and say, yeah, and God and church. But we're reminded that everything we have comes from God. Thank you for the choice of worship songs, reminding us again and again that all of this is thanks to God. Also, our son got accepted to go to Waseda University, which is a big surprise for him. So we're pleased for him, but probably going to Australia before that, if it works out. And I'd like a prayer request. I have a niece, my niece Claudia, in Australia. She's a nurse. She's now a nurse, teacher of nurses, but she's had mental issues ever since she was a teenager. She's now probably 35, 34. And she went into, I don't know, for what kind of mental health institution for about a month. And she came out and she started working again, but within a week she knew she couldn't stay outside and she had to go back in. And so if you could pray for Claudia too, that. And I hope that she might find the God who brings peace in her life, and that will change things, I know. But okay, thank you.
I'm graduate at March 1. I'm graduate senior high school. Thanks for the God. I want to look at Psalm 9. Chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. I will give thanks to you, God, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, Most High. So I will thanks for God to graduate for senior high school. So from now, I will prepare to go to Philippines. So please pray for prepare for the Philippines. Thank you.
Yeah, finally I have graduated. I only have one son, so I have graduated from being a monster mom.
You never graduated.
Yeah, not yet.
No, never.
Maybe just being a monster mom, because right now, that's right. the relationship has changed now, so I might be more of a moderator now than instructor. So thank you very much, really, for praying. I'm really very happy. I'm shocked that Chris stood up here. I never expected him to stand up. Okay, yeah. That verse is really very good. Initially, my husband has decided to let him go by himself because he's already old enough to travel by himself. But I think it's not a wise decision in my part. In my part. I think it's not a wise decision because of the many factors that has to be considered also. The safety, the language barrier, and of course, other things. Like, he's not so confident being traveling. Oh, maybe local travel is fine, but international is really worrisome, especially in my part. So I have asked God to really lead me to the right decision, and with no funds, but God provided, really. It's one thing to trust God, and it's also another thing to really make it make him move. Yeah, God moves people to bless me. He uses people to bless me. So I'm very thankful for the brothers and sisters who really helped me a lot in realizing this desire in my heart to really go with Chris to the Philippines. So it has been decided. So we will be leaving Japan on March 26th. So our flight will be on the evening of March 26th. And I will be with him for about 2 weeks. Hopefully, I'll be back in the second week of August. I am in April. April. Just the August, everyone surprised. No, April. Just about time to really go back to work. It is difficult for me to let go, but I have to. I have no words to say, but it's really difficult. But right now, I'm just starting to really maybe accustom myself, like nobody is in the house, just me. But I stay in my bedroom and try not to think about Chris on the next room. But it's really very difficult to really accustom yourself with the silence. Yeah, but I know I can do it by God's grace. And it's easier now to really go to the Philippines as soon as I feel really very homesick because I'm alone. So I can now fly to the Philippines as soon as I wanted to. Unlike before the two of us, it's very difficult. Yeah, thank you so much for your prayers. It's really a good thing to have a family in Japan, like this family. So I'm more than grateful to give you thanks, as I have posted on Facebook. Through the years, God has been very faithful to us in many, many, many ways. So thank you very much for the big things and the little things that has shared to us. Just even a pat at the back is really a big thing, knowing that you are there for us. You were there for us. 2 days ago, I got my postcard from the Bureau of Immigration. Thank you very much. I will be having my new visa. Thank you so much for praying. I don't know how many years is given. Maybe 1 year, or I don't know. But the good thing is, it's already there, so it's not a tedious work anymore to go back and forth to the Bureau of Immigration. So thank you so much. Please pray for our travel. Please pray that no anomalies will happen. So, yeah. And this week on Friday, I'll be going to Osaka now for my second attempt of the test. So please continue to pray for me. I need that miracle. Thank you very much. God bless you.